Okay, here we are. Guys, bear with me. It's hot where I am. I'm in the middle of the desert. Don't know if I'll say much more than that. I got the sun blaring down on me, but I do have a book in front of me that makes this all the worthwhile. And that book is Sacred Love, The Honeymoon That Lasts Forever. We're going to read a bit today. I'm on a little bit of a break. Here we are. Bear with me. But I hope you enjoy. If you direct your intention towards becoming aware of the duty of life, you can be held in an open state. The heart of love, it thrives on those four ingredients. Gentleness works as the principal thing in every art and as the true spirit of humanity. It should be our aim. When we care for each other, we feel an innate sense of truth and wholeness. With gentleness, we smooth the rough edges of vanity that hurt and disturb those we meet in life. Like so many things, vanity is separateness, and it's a defense of the ego. Truly honest individuals, they recognize themselves in the heart of another. And rather than judge them as lesser, they have empathy with them. It is of no service to humanity for us to judge another as less than ourselves, nor more than ourselves. Instead, we need to be gentle, and in doing so, remain humble. So many of life's stresses can be extinguished at the source once we recognize ourselves in others. A loving attitude, it means there is happiness everywhere. Even under a hot sun, there is order in the chaos, so even a bad situation is good, and the order turns both the unacceptable and the acceptable into beauty. Then there is simply love everywhere. You are guided to love by the ability to see both the good and the bad in everything. Your attitude is not independent or dependent on something happening or people living up to or down to your expectations. No matter what happens, your love is there. You now have the ultimate power. There is no need to react or to run away from your situations. To love means to hold deep happiness within. No matter what transpires, it is a loving intent to see that all your disturbances and blockages in love, it comes from you and from the way the world is. Happiness comes from the ability to see beauty. This creates peace of mind. Peace of mind breeds an inner smile and a stillness. Stillness in turn breeds contentment. And contentment means we don't want to change anything. So, if we can quickly change our perception from an emotional viewpoint of acceptable and unacceptable, and if we can start seeing balance, we will soon notice that all is perfect as it is. And this contentment, this stillness, this inner smile, this peace of mind, all of this leads to a deeper inner happiness. Who would not want to live with a person who has this attitude to life? Happiness is where the spiritual person comes from. They come from happiness because they see beauty, they feel content, and they do not want to change anything because they have peace of mind. So love can only flow from a mind that is at peace with itself. This does not mean that the mind has stopped thinking, it simply has come to rest. The real question in all of this, where do you come from? If you're always thinking, how do I get more money? How do I get more wealth? How can I pay the rent? Then you will live a very emotional lifestyle, and wanting more of anything always leads to unhappiness in yourself and those you love. There can be no peace in a wanting heart. It is always ungrateful. It's critical. It's full of judgment. If you come from a loving perspective, then you come from loving kindness. You do not want anything, and your heart is filled. You are already complete. Abundance means being authentic, totally real, spontaneous, not wanting to change anything. Self-deception must be overcome in order to turn up for love. This self-deception is very much part of our Western life, and it's what makes sacred love all the more difficult. We might even start projecting ideals and philosophies about love instead of giving it. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this off-road adventure of sacred love. Until next time, ciao for now.